Okay, today by the time we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Baba Kama, we are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Shor shel bikeach, you have a shor of a regular bardas. Shenagur shor shel cherushat v'katan, and of course a shor of a cherushat v'katan chayiv. So it has to, you have to pay for the damages. V'shel cherushat v'katan, shenagur shor shel bikeach. But if it goes in the other direction, pater. You don't have to pay. Cherushat v'katan doesn't have to pay for damages that it's shor that he owns did. Shor shel cherushat v'katan shenagach, if the shor of a cherushat v'katan does damage, beizim aminin lehen apotropos, so if it keeps on damaging, so beizim has to set up an apotropos to watch over the shor, make sure it stops damaging. Umeidin lehen b'fnei apotropos, and then the edim can come and testify in front of the apotropos, and then it will become a shor mu'ed, and then the next time will have to pay nezek shalim. Nispakech hacherush nishta if the people who are not b'nei das become b'nei das, then chazal tamuso. Then the shor goes back to being a tam. Divra meir, that's Rameir shita, because now the owner is capable of watching the shor properly. The kasavra says the bartunur. The kasavra moed sheyatzim rishos by the v'nechlas rishos by the macherim chazal tamuso. That if you have a muad that is now under new ownership, it goes back to being a tam, and this is considered to be new ownership. No, it's not about the ownership, it's about the shor. So it's a crazy shor, and it doesn't matter that the owner now became a bardas, it still has a din of a crazy shor, of a shor muad. Shor mitzvah dinenu chayiv misa. A stadium ox, meaning a bullfighting ox that they use, is not chayiv misa if it killed somebody. Shenemar ki yigach v'lo sheyagichuhu. Because ki yigach, where we put an ox to death, is only if it was if it's happened on its own. But if the animal was taught to do this, and that's the way it was trained, so you're not going to kill the animal for doing exactly what it was trained to do. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, Shor shnag chasa adam v'meis. If a shor gores a person and the person died, muad mishalim kofar. If it's a shor muad, then you pay kofar. V'tam patam in a kofar. But if it's a shor tam, then it does not pay the kofar payments. V'zevzechayav misa. But either one, either shor, whether it's a tam or a muad, if it kills a person, is going to have to be put to death. V'chein b'bein v'chein b'bas. And it doesn't matter whether the victim is an adult or a young child. Either way, the shor is going to be put to death. And if it's a muad, it's going to pay kofar. The owner is going to pay kofar as well. Nagach. If the shor gored an eved kanani or a shivcha kananis and killed the human being, so also we're gonna kill the shor, but not in shloshim slayim. Then the owner pays 30 slayim to the owner of the eved or the shivcha. That's shloshim shel eved, right? That's the concept of shloshim shel eved. Bein shu yafa me'amana, bein sheinu yafa ledin rechad. But it's a knas because it doesn't matter how much the eved that it killed was worth. It could be an old, weak, and feeble eved that was only worth a dollar, or it could be a strong, robust, capable eved that's worth $1 million. You're still only going to have to pay the shloshim shel eved. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalid, we had said that if a shor of a bardas gores a shor of a cherushot of a katan, you're chayiv, but in the reverse, it'd be potter. But if you see that the cherushot of a katan is dangerous, so we have to make an apotropos so that we can be mekabel edus in front of the apotropos, so that it will become a shor muad. If then the real owner, the cherushot of a katan, becomes a bardas, so then the shor goes back to being a shor tam according to Rav Meir, whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, it does not. It remains a shor muad. And then we said, an ox that's a bullfighting ox that was trained to be this way is not going to be put to death for goring somebody. And then in Mishnah Hay we said that if a shor kills a person, so if it's a muad, it pays kofar. If it's a tam, it does not pay kofar. But either way, the shor gets killed. And that's even if the victim was a child. If the victim was an eved kanani or shivcha kananis, so in addition to getting killed, it's going to pay shloshim shel eved, regardless of the actual value of the eved that it had killed. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav.